We're working our way through our McCafe menu today. David King with the Monday Memes Test. After your snap judgments, the wisdom and experience of Robert Craddock. We're about to get the latest in footy news. McCafe, our official coffee partner. Just let me share a couple of quick messages. Some people were Warnie, Ponting or Lily in the backyard. I was always Andrew Simons. He covered all aspects of cricket and was someone you really could relate to. R.I.P. Roy. And Jared, I want some love for the Suns this morning. We've smashed them for years, but they are showing a lot. They've played the top four and have a nice run home. This week is massive and they have a lot of games. I think they'll win. Finals? And Essendon are so soft and poorly skilled. Bombers supporters, 60 years, worst ever seen. The effort has dropped. We've got to drop overpaid players. What does it say about Shields and the medical sub and all that sort of rigmarole? There's a despondency in the Essendon community which has been coming through. Righto, the latest in footy news with Sam Edmund. Contact Coach Nick and you may just change your business forever. Hello, Sam.
Jared, good morning. A typically hectic Monday morning. I feel like we say the same thing every week.
Yep.
We need to start at GWS, though, because Dean Solomon could return to the coach's box. He's received an SOS from his good mate, his former Essendon teammate, and the new Giants interim coach in Mark McVeigh, Jared. So we know McVeigh this weekend will start a 13-match stint. It is a long time for an interim coach following Leon Cameron's decision to step down, of course, 9 rounds into his 9th season in charge. Now, you'll remember that Dean Solomon hasn't been involved in the AFL since being controversially let go by the Suns in 2020. He had 2 years remaining on his contract then. The former Essendon defender was cut as the Suns, like all clubs, looked to navigate the financial pressures of COVID-19 and the reduction of the football department's soft cap. Now, Dean Solomon since started two businesses in Kingscliff, lovely part of the world, up there on the Tweed Coast, Jared, where he manages a wellness centre as part of a... He got some advice from Adam Simpson around the time they left the system. Have you ever managed staff? Have you ever gone off and run a business? Have you ever hired someone? Have you ever fired someone? That's something I wish I had done. That was Adam Simpson's advice to Dean Solomon. So he's gone off to develop himself and done a great job of it. But with the Giants conscious of putting adequate support around McVeigh, he's now weighing up whether to relocate to Sydney to help fill the void left by Leon Cameron. And I suppose a big part of it is McVeigh himself surrounding himself with familiar faces from, of course, a bit of the Essendon mafia up there at the moment. You got James Hurd, Craig Jennings, of course, as well. I think even the property steward is well-known Essendon person from back in the day as well. So Dean Solomon would certainly add to that. A premiership player at Essendon, 209-game career. And he has been public on the record. He tweeted recently when Mark McVeigh was announced as interim coach. He said he's a great human. The players hold him in the highest regards. He will do it his way, all in, and the stakes will be high. And if that wasn't enough for Mark McVeigh, really hectic time, Jared. His partner, Megan, is due to give birth to the couple's first child in about 3 weeks' time.
Oh, really?
So that Giants round 12 bye is also in 3 weeks. So the timing is possible here. It could be perfect. If it's not, we could see an interim coach replacing an interim coach. Geez, never a dull moment, is it?
No, it isn't. It'll be a big time in Mark McVeigh's life, that's for sure. And he will want comfort around him. Just the MRO issues, there was obviously a lot of angst from Richmond fans, but you've published the vision that makes that a little bit clearer as how Marlon Pickett's ended up suspended.
Almost the sleeper case, this one, while we focused on Tom Lynch and a lot of talk about Liam Ryan we'll get to in a moment as well, is that this one with Marlon Pickett, who was offered the one-match ban by Michael Christian for rough conduct on Dylan Moore, careless, medium impact, high contact, really hard to find. Well, there were no replays that we could find that the viewer was getting at home. There was some grainy close-ups, so we couldn't see where the head contact was made. That vision has now become available that Michael Christian used to come to the determination that Marlon Pickett would serve a one-match ban. And it would appear to show that Marlon Pickett does, in fact, make contact with the head of Dylan Moore. Now, Richmond supporters won't be happy to hear that, Jared, but it is there when you slow it down. And we know, as much as some people don't like it, if you choose to bump and you hit them in the head, you're in trouble. So there is some empathy, I think, for Marlon Pickett, who certainly wasn't going in with any intention to hurt Dylan Moore. It was your classic bump, your classic shepherd from back in the day, right out of the textbook. But in 2022, it doesn't fly if you get them in the head.
No, that is that colours it in, doesn't it?
It does. So that isn't the big news, though, Jared.
Right.
Nor is any of the injuries across the weekend that clubs are feeling across the competition. It is the umpire appointment at yesterday's East Malvern Oakley under-10s match at Basil Reserve, Jared. Now, G. Waitley and R. Chamberlain, the field umpires in charge, as part of the AFL's Community Umpiring Week. Now, Jared, you took up the challenge set by Ray, and as we know, our umpires are thoroughly reviewed And we are about to cast our assessment of your performance with Ray himself. Ray, welcome.
Good morning, fellas. How are we today?
We're very well, and all the better for your presence.
I'm a bit sore, if I'm really honest.
Fantastic.
Ray, I want to split this up into a couple of categories, if you don't mind. Can we start on your verdict of Jared's whistle craft? I mean, in particular, his whistle power, because I'm told there was some early concern over whether the P was actually in his whistle.
It's a fair, look, you know, a master tradesman doesn't blame his tools. So I think that's, first of all, important for us to put on the table. Jared umpired, he turned up with his shirt out, right? So it was a very relaxed sort of appearance. And he sort of tried to give this outward look of being quite carefree, but you're right. Initial sort of, initial behaviors demonstrated a man who was a little anxious. and not necessarily sure of himself on field, but I can let you know, Sam, that by the time we got to the end of the game, he'd certainly addressed that particular issue.
What about his positioning, Ray? Now, that is an art form for a whistleblower. Did Jared find himself crowded out at any stage?
It's a slick ball movement at Basel Reserve yesterday. The conditions certainly assisted the 9-year-olds to ping the ball around. And there was the odd occasion that Jared found himself in a little bit of traffic. I did say to him that you pay a heftier toll if you get caught up at the MCG in amongst players, yes, rather than at Basel Reserve in amongst 9-year-olds. But again, I felt that the longer the day went, he hit his straps. By the end, he was oozing a little bit of Darren Goldspin, actually, out there. The confidence came flooding back.
And just before I let Jared speak for himself, style, Ray, I mean, you can't beat the theatrics of a holding the ball that feeds a baying crowd. So did he embrace that side of it?
He was given some feedback from the parents in the first quarter when there appeared to be a pretty obvious holding the ball yes. go missing.
Oh, no.
But by the time we got to the fourth quarter, he was planting the feet and getting the hands down very low towards the tundra and selling his decisions beautifully. So, as I said, it's always a bit daunting when you do anything for the first time. But by the end of it, Jared had found his mojo.
Good on you, Jared. You're a good sport for putting your hand up for that.
I think all of that is absolutely accurate. I would love to... I would love to quibble, but that is exactly how the day unfolded. I will say, Ray, on behalf of all the parents who I've spoken to in the aftermath, a huge thank you for coming down.
Indeed.
It gave the kids got a thrill out of it. The parents got a huge rush out of it. So you're hugely generous with your time. Thank you and well done.
No, mate, thank you very much. And to all my brethren, and you know, you great sport, Jerry, because I did put you on the spot. And, you know, to the rest of my brethren who over the last 2 weeks have done similar things, we love it. We really enjoy being able to meet all the people who are umpiring at community level. And you're right, the teams, the players and the parents, they were so wonderful and supportive. So it was a great experience and a really cool way to spend a Sunday morning.
All right, you can both leave now. Thank you.
Sam
Edmonds. Thanks to Coach Nick. Coach Nick's expert planning and guidance can help reinvigorate your business. Go to coachnick.com.au. Thankfully, there was only a little bit of vision that is everywhere on social media. Sam, thank you.
Good on you, Jared.